This is the 3millionyears.co.uk audio boo issue 2. It's been a while since I've made one of these, and I think it's time now. I've been to the MTM Expo in London to just add some extra comments on the this state of mobile play, really. Since our last audio boo, IDW have announced that their digital mobile comics are going to be released about a month after they come out in print. It's quite a brave move by IDW. IDW, of course, having licenses for Transformers, G.I. Joe and Star Trek, as well as Ghostbusters, some of their series as well. So it'd be quite interesting to see what sort of figures and how long they carry that on for. With regards to the Marvel Comixology app, Marvel seem to have introduced bringing out some more exclusive stuff to their app. For example, Blade. Issues 1 to 5 have come out on the Comixology app, while issues 1 to 10 are out on the Marvel app. So you can get the whole Blade recent Blade run. I think it's actually issues 1 to 11 on the Marvel app. I bought the trade of the first 5 issues. Well worth a read. Comixology have also released their a beta version of their comics reader on the internet. The only publisher you can't get at the moment is Marvel on there. They have their own digital unlimited, obviously. So probably still some negotiations to go on there. It's still in beta. It's still a little bit buggy, but you can read your comics on there sometimes, as I've found out. Looks like an interesting way moving forward, really. I think it's made in Flash 10, so you wouldn't be able to read it on the iPhone anyway. And by all accounts, you can't read it on the Android yet, so whether that's something that needs updating or not is a different question. A lot of new releases on the Comixology app, as well as iVerse, IDW, and some of the others. Had some good chats with some people about mobile and digital comics at the MCM Expo. Some people were the Shakespeare group who published Shakespeare type comics and novels for Arve Comics Reader, and some for PSP games as well. So PSP comics, I should say. So that's quite a good mixture in there. Still no word though from DC whether they're going to be doing anything extra digital. All I know is that the only digital comics they do currently is Zooda, which obviously has changed its competition rules, so it's no longer a competition at all. And I don't know how this is going to affect their stuff going forward, really. They seem to be, for such a big company, seem to be very blinkered in their approach. Whereas Marvel, love them or hate them, at least they are producing something digitally. IDW obviously doing well. Dark Horse Comics bringing out their own apps, as well as standalone editions. A quick interesting point I noticed as well with the Comixology app. I noticed recently that they had the series Jesus Hates Zombies on there. Wanted to download it, and by the time I got round to downloading it, it had actually gone. So it was quite a strange one. Turns out it failed Apple's policy against violence or some such, and not allowed on, used as an app. Since then though, the Garth Ennis graphic novel, The Pro, has been released on the Comixology, which is obviously for mature readers, about a hooker superheroine. It's available on the Comixology app for mature readers only. So how Apple will react to that compared to the graphic side of their comics, I don't know. Anyway, I'm now running out of time on this audio book. Hopefully I'll try and get these a bit more regular, and visit me at www.3millionyears.co.uk, and you can email me at admin@3millionyears.co.uk if you have any news or any columns you wish to discuss. Thank you.